Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I love Kuminga.
It's the Guru Steiny Guru Steiny Guru Steiny Show. Let's go!
Alrighty, a little short segment here. Talking about the Warriors, where they're at.
Where are they at?
Well, say it. They're 500. They're eighth in the West.
No, bigger than this season, though. In the Steiny grand theme of things, where are they really at?
They're a 500 team.
I think they're in the worst place you want to be at. I wanted you to say the middle.
They're not.
Well, they are. They're AFC.
They're 500.
And you're sitting with a dude at 37 that can average 27. You keep thinking I'm telling you he's not slipping. That's bothering me. Stop it. Because you're acting like he's Zion. Steiny, what can we do? What did you think of Monty real quick that joined us? Thank you, Monty. About his answer to the Giannis thing. I tried to get.
Laughed?
Like, do we have what you're saying
what
we don't have?
Was.
Oh, unless Giannis says, I want to go to the Bay.
You want to give up five first? I don't, but that's me.
That would be your few. Let's be honest. Giannis can play till he's 40, right? That would be. How old is he now?
32.
8 more years of that. Maybe even more. That'd be F those five rounds, those four, however many first.
Why does he want to be here when Steph's not?
He wants to play basketball, and he's won a chip without Steph when he had something around him in Milwaukee doing, you know.
He wants to go to New York.
Because
they're more attractive.
They might even give you Carl Anthony Towns some first, whatever you want.
The thing that Monty said that was interesting to me, among a lot of other things, is, you know, he's just talking about their draft picks. And, Wiseman was a swing and a miss, obviously. Wow. But what he was saying was, the Kuminga and Moody picks the following year might have been the ones that really kind of put a nail in the coffin. Because he's right. They had a 2, a 7, and a 14.
14. I said 11. All right. Wow.
And
what do you got to show?
You have two guys who are still in the process of proving their rotation guys. That's what you have out of that.
But if
trail.
We had to bet right now, to Monty's point, it doesn't look like an all-star appearance is imminent by the both of them.
No.
I can't ignore the Wiseman miss because then you're going to bat with these two. So I know you're trying to separate and differentiate Steiny. It makes it worse. You needed to hit. How many years has it been for Kuminga? We still don't know. That's all bad. Imagine had Steph had some
you
young dudes playing around him.
Does Kuminga even look close to an all-star?
I don't know.
I mean, the guy's lost right now.
And that, but can he be found? And I think he can.
Not here.
I'm with you.
Not here.
Tim and coaches.
He doesn't want to be here. And you know what? That's the other thing.
That's why his agent tweeted
and
that, right?
And people can get mad at me, but it's like, this is what happens when you have a guy that really isn't crazy about being here and an organization that isn't overly crazy about him being here.
And that's why your representation, whether you agree with it or not, Steiny, he knows what Kuminga's thinking and feeling. That's why Aaron Turner, that was like Kuminga sent out that
tweet.
Don't
do this.
No, it was like Kuminga sent out the tweet. Because he knows, though.
Who cares about Kuminga's
but
agent?
I try to go to bed at night and wake up thinking he might want to be here, but he doesn't.
Kuminga's agent.
Said, what is going on here?
Why are we even talking about Kuminga's agent 22 games
into the
season?
Because if Rich Paul would have tweeted something about LeBron, it would be we would be going crazy.
Well, he ain't LeBron. And maybe that's the problem. He thinks he is. Both of them. The Kuminga's agent. I don't know why, Goo. Why do you think that disgusts me when you say Kuminga's agent? But who gives a rat's? Oh my God, does
but
that bother
a couple
me?
Months
that
ago,
triggers the hell
Ian
out of
Turner,
me.
Turner, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I'm glad he joined us. But he shouldn't have done that either.
But that was throwing a middle finger to the organization and the coach, I thought. From
yeah, so we're all everything's fine here.
No, it's not. And they can lose tomorrow in Philly.
Well, they're gonna. Philly's better than them, Goo. Like, seriously. Paul George III. I don't know, obviously.
I hear you.
Let me tell you, though, the best young player on the court will be Edgecombe, who's
and
played 20 games
and
there.
Maxie's a god. That dude is special.
All right.
Hey.
What?
You said all right. There's stuff you can do in the business where you dish a card. Enough of that.
I see a bunch of calls, but
dude, they're here.
I'm going to take the one that says Steiny is wrong about what's most important.
He deserved it.
What's up, Marvin Livermore? How are you doing?
Hey, guys. Great show as always. And Steiny, you always get me to call in.
Marv!
Some of the hypocrisy you're spitting out about JK.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to toss something at Monty Poole as well. I just heard that segment.
Take us out.
I'm going to give you some stats. He mentioned Franz Wagner, 6'10", small forward. His career average rebounds, 5. Assists, 3.7. Turnovers, 2. Trey Murphy, small forward, average rebound, career, 4, 14.2 points a game, 2 assists, 1 turnover. J.K., 4 rebounds, 12.5 points, 2 assists, and 1.5 turnovers. And you guys are acting like Franz Wagner is an all-star. He's been given the runway to improve. Everybody knows J.K. hasn't. And so that's why we don't know where he's at right now. But when you guys mention these other players, they were able to grow into what they are now, and J.K. was never given that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And then, let's talk about last night's game. Guru is right. He should have never taken out Pat Spencer. If he would have put in J.K. and J.K. did what Pods did, oh, my God, your phone lines would have been lit up, and Steiny would have been going crazy as how he could go back to this guy. So, Steiny, being a little hypocritical, so you had me call, and I always come in hot, and I'm trying to calm down because you really get me. I'm going on a little guru passion, but stop trying to put stuff on JK and say other young players are better. They've just been given the right opportunity to play through their errors, and JK has not.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, Marvin. Yeah. I love you. I'll start out. Kuminga stinks. Yeah, that's the first thing.
I hadn't thought about had Kuminga done what Pods did when he came back in, but Pods had a good game. I can't rob him for that.
I'll say this, but this is to me the thing that's impossible to figure out. Yeah. Yes, Wagner and Murphy had bigger runways, and that's why they're ahead of Jonathan Kuminga.
Scotty Barnes, too.
That's fair.
No doubt about it.
Right, but stop thinking that, had they drafted Wagner and Murphy, they would be Wagner and Murphy now for the Warriors.
Oh, you're already
proving
Marv's
point. The same thing would have happened.
Yeah. But if you're Kuminga, you still feel like you got, you know what, the short end of the stick in regard to, I went to the worst possible place for my career.
Well,
if he were in Portland or in those locales, Kuminga, you got 32, 35 minutes a night with 8 turnovers. So that was a point, but it doesn't change the reality.
Here's the other thing. If you get a young guy who goes to a horse bleep team and they do that, that doesn't mean they're developing better than a guy who's in a good organization, not getting as much playing time, but learning how to do it the right way.
But when you look at Wagner,
how long has he been in the league now?
I want to say as long as Kuminga.
Okay, and how many playoff appearances? Like, they're just starting.
All right.
So, yes, Wagner got a long runway, and he's ahead of Kuminga, but even he's taken 4 or 5 years with Banchero and with Suggs.
But if you want to, I get you. But if you want to feel sorry for Kuminga, it sounds like, not you.
I'm not going to.
You bring that up, and it's a factoid, but
He had an opportunity. He's had multiple opportunities.
I'm saying.
And
here's last night bothered me for him.
This is the other thing I can't stand. And I haven't brought it up.
What?
He's right. I got to get out soon. But, you know, it's like, oh, Jonathan, he's thinking too much. He's thinking too much. He's confused.
Well, he is.
It's like, okay, what does Pat Spencer do? He goes out, he shuts his mouth, and he just plays. And he takes chances, and the chips fall where they may. Why didn't anybody say, why doesn't Spencer think too much? All right, I got to transition here to something serious. Covering Bay Area sports for years, I've seen athletes go through it all, the highs, the lows, and the pain that comes with getting knocked down. But when it's not just a game, when you're the one injured or when tragedy strikes someone you love, that's where Beam Law comes in. Beam Law is the Bay Area's go-to personal injury attorney law firm. Whether it's a car accident, a serious injury, or a wrongful death, they're about to shoulder the legal burden so that you can focus on rebuilding, recovery, and taking care of your family. Beam Law is local, and they win with millions recovered for clients across the region. That's why SF Weekly has voted them Best of the Bay 4 times. If you've been hurt or lost someone because of someone else's negligence, call Beam Law at 415-523-5555. That's 415-523-5555. Or visit hurtinthebay.com. That's hurtinthebay.com because it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up. Beam Law, they've got your back, Bay Area. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. It's a Warriors Wednesday, brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I've been Shrek'd. I've never done Shrekking.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'm fighting the good fight for you, Brandon.
Who will not?
I'm doing the Lord's work.
What you mean?
Pat Spencer.
We can't make a free throw.
Dude, wow, man. What about Pods the other night missing three free
throws?
He's
not a good free throw shooter.
Oh, but in that, Evan, that would hurt me when it was a lane violation and he missed.
He only missed three.
That's all he took.
But he only, no.
Down two.
Dude, that hey guys, was. People were on his neck. It was right before
he only goes down in the box score as 0-2.
But our eyes told us it was three.
Just 0 for
that
2.
That was bad.
0 for 2 in the box score. Now, Kuminga had missed
them
3.
Were close.
Dude, they were the high school ones. I couldn't believe that. That hurt me. But I need help real quick, Stani. Davey D, our guy.
My shout man. Out to you.
He texts me, sobering conversation with Monty Poole. What does that mean? And then my boy Reg Silk Basie, Goo, quit lying to the people. What could that mean? You're as down as I've ever been.
You know, that conversation with Monty actually makes me want to drink.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
I didn't have to pay Caleb 50. I'm all right.
Yeah. All right. I was thinking, I was thinking about this at the break. And I really do want to find out if I'm in the minority here in terms of just an approach. Okay. So Blockbuster, everything for Steph, everything under the sun for Steph, and we'll give up unprotected first for the third Hail Mary in 2 years.
There you go. I love it.
Okay. Is anybody with me and would think, okay, we got Kuminga, we're going to have to move him. You know what I'd like to get for Kuminga? A player and a pick.
Okay.
Can we get a pick for Kuminga? Can we get a pick for any of our role players because we have an overlap of role players?
Kuminga or Moody,
maybe. Anything for Hield down the stretch for a playoff team. Anything for Moody.
Yeah.
Desirable contract. Like, that appeals to me more than being empty-handed for the next 3 or 4 or 5 years. That's just me.
I mean, what do you think? How would you think Steph would answer? Man, dude's performing. I'm not telling you he's not slipping.
Do I sound like the biggest jerk of all time if I say, when are we going to stop having to depend on what
he
wants?
Retires. What part don't you get? Seriously, Johnny, this is what they signed up for, and we all understand it. The Warriors yesterday, was it $11 billion or $14 billion they were worth? A privately funded arena? Steph built that. Okay. Joe ain't tripping.
Well, you were the one who said Joe is tripping. He must be mad.
Because he's a winner. Okay. They should be better than 11-11, but neither here nor there.
Well, it is here nor there, because if you think they should be better than 11-11, then you wouldn't be advocating wholesale changes. You'd be saying, we're going to miss Curry for 3 games and Butler will be healthy. But I think what I'm starting to think is that people are understanding this might be a 500 team.
Okay.
And then what? We're going to try another Hail Mary.
Yeah,
another Hail Mary to get us from.
Yes. What was Jimmy Butler? A Hail Mary before you thought you could get him. You tried to get Durant. Well, we had him now. I need to ask you a serious question about Jimmy Butler. Just for me, can he do more?
No, he's doing everything
that
he can do.
Steiny,
he was every.
No, he was.
Let me ask you a question.
But now we need more.
Let me ask you a question. Just hypothetically, I'll give you a Blockbuster. You can make a Blockbuster, and you get 3 or 4 picks down the line. You give it up for a guy who gives you a 10 to 15% better chance of winning a title. All right? But there's a 50% chance, or there's an 85% chance you're not going to win another title, but then you're going to have no draft picks 3 to 5 years from now. I'm like, at what point do you not go all in because it's unrealistic?
Well, when you find or deem that player that you need, and it's a bad boy like a Giannis or an AD, if he's available, to me, that's who you take the risk on. But what you don't do is what you can't control if players like that aren't available. You got lucky that Jimmy in Miami, it got funky. You got lucky.
Well, then don't complain
that
he's not doing enough now.
Giannis is out there like a deer, a 5-point deer in the woods.
Yeah, and too bad. You went and got Jimmy Butler and nobody wants him.
But can you use wow. Why are you so sure of that?
Who? You just name me a team. You want to go through the list? Why would Milwaukee want him? A team that might want Butler is a team that wants him to come off their books so that they can get a free agent. Nobody's going to Milwaukee.
So tell me what you do then.
I just told you what I would do.
Ride this out?
I don't think there's like this monster fix of a great move that's mythical. It's not out there to me.
All right, so what can you get for Kuminga?
That's, like, there's
Kuminga
no...
Kuminga should be...
What if I, like...
Daniel Gafford.
I can't stand him.
Why would you... What don't you like about him? No, seriously,
he's
whoa.
He's a jackass. Actually, I'm kidding.
I think he's what we need.
Oh, God. I'm not a huge Gafford. I'd much rather have Lively.
Oh, Stani, you can throw him the lob. He'll block your shot. He'll rebound. He stays in his lane. Oh, man.
Actually, I think he tries to do too much, quite frankly. I think he thinks he's better than he is.
Evan,
I'm not saying he's useless.
Pick him up, man.
You like Gafford?
Why not?
How about this, Evan?
Exactly. Give you more than Kuminga is right now.
We don't have any Gaffords. How about that? We don't have one.
Well, no, you do. He just has sciatica.
Let's go to
a
call.
Hold on.
Oh.
No, those days for our boy, those days have sailed. That ship has sailed.
By the way, do you want to know the Warriors injury report for Thursday?
Give it to
us. I thought we did it all. Is there new?
Curry out.
Okay.
Jimmy questionable. Horford out. Post questionable with an ankle. Kuminga questionable with an ankle.
Oh, my God.
Melton's available.
Kuminga.
Now Harper's been upgraded to questionable.
How was that move? 21 games in, guys.
I don't know.
Nothing
you know
personal against Tito. He had no business with his birth certificate coming here.
I thought I had a
question. How has that
worked? I got a better question for you, Mal.
Yeah.
I got a better question
for
you.
Answer my question first.
What? Okay, go ahead.
Horford, how's that worked out?
Not bad.
That's an F.
Not bad.
That's an F. What you mean not bad?
Not
bad. He ain't playing back-to-backs and he ain't playing.
Well, you knew that when you got him.
But he ain't playing either.
Guru, they knew he wasn't playing back-to-backs and they're okay with it because it's their strategy. Like, it's who they are, Goo.
What's the strategy? What's the payoff with Horford at the end?
The strategy is, let's surround Steph with veterans as opposed to younger guys because we think we can do something that most observers don't think.
That signing has been a mess.
It's been harmless. Like, seriously, Al Horford. Jeez.
Sciatica, and you ain't even playing.
God, I had something. And
yeah, you said mouth asked you something about another player. I said Horford, and then you were going somewhere. I'm kind of happy you forgot.
God, I liked it, too. As my dad would say, it couldn't have been that important. Oh, there it is.
Look at it.
Thank you. Somebody did it. You ready? Here we go. Okay, this one's going to be a doozy. The Savior. D'Anthony Melton. The Savior. Okay, Melton coming back tomorrow. Sweet. He's missed the first 22 games. He's been injury prone his entire career. How many games? Like, so if he plays a few games and gets hurt, oh God, what just bum luck. Bum luck with him. Oh gosh. We just keep getting hit by this stuff that we can't foresee.
It's like the old caddies I had. The Seville, 78 Seville. Once the check engine goes live, it's 90, everything follows.
I'm not
going to be hurt because I'm not doing jumping jacks that he's back. We need him, but the likelihood of him getting re-injured.
You will complain about Melton at some point this year.
Did you expect to get anything from Seth Curry last night?
Just speaking of which,
Evan,
I'm just saying, like, he helped them.
Evan, remember, I've been saying, and what? It's okay to say this. Hey, Stani, what do you think of Seth Curry? Yeah. And I said, I was wrong. No, I wasn't wrong. I said, I wonder, I haven't seen him play in a while. Yeah. I don't know where he fits in. He might. I know he can shoot the hell out of it.
Who led the NBA in a three-point percentage last year, guys?
Pipe down.
I'm doing what Evan tried to do to us yesterday.
Well, Fitz said it 17 times probably last night,
okay,
right?
Hey, gosh.
I actually do have a question. Can somebody help me?
That would be Seth Curry.
Does Oklahoma City have a Jalen Williams from Santa Clara?
Oh, my God.
And a Jalen Williams
from Arkansas? Yeah, he ain't doing it like he used to. He only broke
he
it out.
He did it a half dozen times.
Oh, man.
It's fair. I actually do think it's fair for him to bring that up all the time. Nobody knows which one's which. I've only recently learned it about a year and a half ago.
Man, oh man.
Well,
the guy from Santa Clara is the good one.
Well, the guy who's having his jersey retired tonight. Yeah.
Nice.
They got a good year going. Lil D will be in the house. I was thinking about going.
Why not?
Tired. 8 o'clock start last night.
I know. Poor
dude,
Evan.
Dude, I'm in the garage at 11 filming video.
What time did you get home last night, E?
One.
Ugh. Wow. What do you do? Turn the TV on or just chill or go straight to bed?
There's another reason. Warriors quietly 0-4 in 8 o'clock games because they're falling asleep.
What's your first day? You don't eat, do you?
Wait, what?
Do you eat?
Yeah. No, when I get home?
Yeah.
No, I'm completely wired from watching SGA and his magnificent performance. No, seriously, it didn't hit me until about 11:30. And then I realized that everyone else that was listening to post game was also up at around midnight, and I couldn't believe it.
Wow, man. I don't know if that's working out for
the NBA. Better start scheduling games a little early for the Warriors.
Man.
I would just ask that next time we have an 8 o'clock game, Lucas not schedule me for it like he's done the first two.
Dude. I would just say next 8 o'clock game, tell the old guys to stay at home because they're clearly getting tired. That was Butler last night. Here's the other one about Butler.
He cannot be that guy.
Jimmy, you could tell his leg was bothering him. Yeah, you're right. You could. You could.
Oh, man.
All right. Let's go to Trevor in Roner
T.
Park. Yeah, he's been waiting the longest. Yeah. What's up, Trevor? And then we'll get to Jan. Hey, Trevor.
Well, she ain't going to be happy. What up, T?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we can go to Jan.
All right. Hey, Jan.
Let's go to Jan in Mountain View. Hey, Jan, how are you doing? She wants to put a rat on the table, sponsored by Outcome Press Control. Hi, Jan.
Yes, I do want to put that rat on the table by Atco Pest Control. Listen, what Monty said is true, and I hate to say it, but until Kerr is gone and the rest of the veterans are gone, I'm sorry, but they're not going to win another title. They're too old, they're too slow, and I'm sorry, but you can try to bring Giannis here, but I'm sorry, I don't think he'd want to come here, and I mean, he might want to come here if it was 5 years ago or something, but you know, we're training all our assets away, and we're not getting anything in return for the veterans that we are trying to trade. And, you know, going on, it's not getting any better. And hearing Kerr last night, he's bringing in, like, he's complimenting Pat Spencer, but because he's on a two-way contract and they can't, you know, maximize him or something, why don't you give him a contract then? You gave Quentin Post a contract, give him one.
Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jan.
I'll never forget.
Nobody's going to remember this game in 2 weeks.
I will.
No chance.
The Lynn Sanity thing hit me and will stick with me. Steiny, the world knows. That's why you're saying, why is everybody hot? It ain't about the loss.
Because that's all they have.
We were watching something, and you just went like Norm did. We used to DJ in the garage and make too much noise. He would come in and rip the thing out the socket. And that meant everybody, Pat Spencer
is the last thing you grab a hold of if you're a delusional fan actually thinking that these minute decisions are going to change the fortune of a season.
Why can't it just be about said game last night? Why can't it just be about a guy was hot as a fish grease? Keep him in.
For one time.
Potts could have came in for anybody else. That's what's crazy.
I'd love to have. Hey, Steiny, you had a great show yesterday.
Yeah.
You know what? We're just going to give you everything you want now. One good show. Come on,
it's
Goo.
It's a bit different than
that. No, it's no different than DeAnthony Melton. He had a good week of work for the Warriors last year, and he better be good this year.
Well, actually, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Because if he gets hurt, it's just Buzzard's luck. It's not strategically a bad signing for a guy who's been injury prone.
This is where I need you, and you've let me down at every turn. But last year when we were two under and made the trade before Butler, that's where I'm at now. I'm that
You don't have
down.
That anymore.
No,
that was
I'm
your
back.
Trade.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing else to do.
The Kuminga, possibly. Yeah. Okay. I think it's that agent doing that to me lets me know they would want their own first day's morning.
I can't.
But what if you get something back?
You know, it's going to be funny. It's going to be funny. When's the date they can trade him?
I think the 15th. Or
January 15th. Sham Sharania. We've got NBA news.
What was that?
The Golden State Warriors have finally traded Jonathan Kuminga, and they have acquired Josh Okogie.
I actually like you.
Of course you do.
Like,
you know why? Because he can play 12 minutes.
And he can shoot, too. I like him.
Who else? Who else would fit
Do
that?
I get my victory lap for telling you, everybody laughing at Phoenix,
the
they
Golden
were going to be
State
good?
The Golden State Warriors have acquired Tari Eason. Mm. See, that's the other thing.
He didn't even play when they beat us.
Like, here's the thing. If you know basketball, you're sitting there saying, you're damn right I'd take Eason or Okogie right now. All right, let's go to Vincent Hercules.
H-Town.
Hey, Vince.
Hey, fellas, how you guys doing, man?
Hey,
doing well.
Oh, I'm down. I'm down.
Good. Thanks for taking my call. I always get a little nervous before I call, so I wrote a couple of notes.
All right, you're good.
I'm the Vince who called. Oh, thank you. I'm the Vince who called you guys last year. I was the one that told you guys that the Jimmy Butler trade was not something that I would buy into yet. That was the topic then. And I remember I was the only one that said it. You know, I was like, nah, you know, we played a bunch of crummy teams. So you can't really judge where we were by beating a bunch of crummy teams that we probably would have beat anyway without Jimmy Butler. So that's where I stood on that. But then, secondly, on my notes, I put, you know, we have to wait and see what it looks like when we have Seth and Melton. I think, you know, if we're not looking good then that will determine that whether or not if we're a good team or not. You know, that we're not a good team if we're not looking good then. Other note I wrote is that we can't serve two gods on the two timeline thing I heard you guys talking about, meaning that, you know, you can't say, well, you know, we're going to have 1 foot in and 1 foot out where we're waiting on this timeline with Steph Curry, but at the same time, we're trying to bring in young. It doesn't work that way. It's got to be either you're going with the old guys with Steph Curry or you're going with the youth movement. That being said, I'm going to segue into this real quick. I think Steph Curry is kind of low key like LeBron in a sense that he doesn't want to give any young player the shine because he has to sign off on who comes in. Don't think for a minute that Steph Curry is not signing off on who comes and who goes. And I think he hides behind Steve Kerr. And I think, and also Draymond, part of the note, he's a part of it. Draymond is a part of it. You know, he's the muscle for Steph Curry. Steph Curry is the guy who is really calling the shots in this. And I don't think nobody is really paying attention to that, but you can't tell me that Steph Curry isn't the reason why Jonathan Kuminga hasn't been able to grow like we want him to. Because I don't think Steph wants anybody else, if they're not somebody like Jimmy Butler or Kevin Durant. Steph ain't ready for it. If you look at all the teams that are winning, they're winning with the youth movement.
Well,
I love what Detroit is doing.
Hey, Vince, thanks for the call.
Yeah,
I get you. I get you, but people aren't going to like to hear about
Kay
Curry.
Well, they got Cade Cunningham, too.
And I'm not sure. I don't know how much of that. I don't know.
No, we talked about it. Kuminga's had every chance.
Here's
not,
the other.
And I get not the best every chance, but he's had his chances. And last night was another one. 3 of 10.
So
fumbling the ball.
So everybody says, you know, well, what do you do? Everybody, you sign it. You complain. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I would do short term. But nobody's going to like it. And it's this, as much as you hate to hear it, Curry's going to miss a week. He's supposed to come back next Friday against Minnesota. You are getting Melton back. Okay, Butler's a little banged up. You're going to have to get through this road trip, obviously without Curry and maybe without Butler.
All right.
But because you have an older team, there are different inflection points in a season. And next Friday, around that time, ideally, they're full strength. Okay. Now we got to let that play out to see what that looks like if we can stay healthy for a 3 to 4 week period. If we can't, then I feel like, well, we're just treading. But that's,
I feel like that's
the
it.
Only thing
Even
you
if,
can do.
It's Donnie. Melton's not 6'8". He's 6'1". We're still small.
You can make a case that they need perimeter defense more than rim protection. You could make that case.
I'm not saying I'm
right.
You kind of got me excited, but the bottom line is, let's put a rat on the table brought to you by Atco Pest Control. How fun of a watch are the Warriors compared to the rest of the league? Let's talk about just that component of it. I called it the pregnancy offense when Steph's out there. He's the one. It's like a one-man show. I'm asking you, Stanley, how exciting are they?
I'm the wrong guy to ask because I think, to me, they're the most exciting watch in sports.
This version of them?
Yes.
Wow.
But I would say that for the last 20 years. Wow. There's no team I've watched more than the Warriors. I've seen them play 82 games a year for decades. So
they become dull to me.
I love watching the Warriors because
Steph is it.
Not really. Steph's a part of it. Sure.
To watch Draymond shoot threes and make them, and then the other team be happy that he made his first couple.
I'm more fascinated.
No inside
by where
game.
You don't enjoy the process of basketball. I do. I enjoy
but
the process.
What process are we in?
Well, that's what we're trying to find out. I enjoy the process of the Warriors not making the playoffs for 12 years, then turning the corner with We Believe.
I'm with all that.
Okay. Well, we're just at a different point now. We got to figure it out. But this is what I get enjoyment out of. What are the decisions they're going to make that's going to put them back on the map?
Well, that's different than the actual ball that's being played.
What life's about.
Under the rim.
I like watching the Warriors.
We're slow and old. She's right.
Okay. I like watching the Warriors more than any other team in the league. And you're right. If I were in Philly and had to watch the Sixers, God forbid, 80 games, I'd say that. But I'm here. I like watching the Warriors. I love it. Because there's no other team that we know more about and can talk like this about.
No, I feel like that's an answer to a different question.
Embrace it,
dude. Because I agree with everything you said, but I feel like if I ask Evan, how exciting are they?
Okay, well, you know what I would answer? What'd you expect? Putting 4 36-year-olds on the floor. Did you expect run and gun?
Two of them I don't have a problem with.
How can they get off to slow starts? Maybe it's because they start 3:35. It's like, Evan?
Well, I actually think you guys should explore that with the guys coming in a second, because while the team overall hasn't been that exciting this year, that second half against Oklahoma City might have been the most exciting basketball they've played the entire year.
And Spadoni threw that out, and he didn't, I don't want to speak for him, but he was kind of whispering, we can't say
what?
He wasn't saying it, but they're better without Jimmy, or they're younger without Jimmy.
They are younger without Jimmy.
But why did it look like that? Why did it look like there was Energizer Bunny everywhere?
Well, Curry wasn't out there either, and Draymond was in foul trouble for most of the game. So if you're going to say they're better without Butler, you got to say they're better without the big three, which they're not. But I do think that watching them play the way they did, we've asked these other guys not named the big three to play with that kind of energy and consistency, and they did it against the best team in basketball. Like,
and got to a 4-point lead. I know you guys don't care about Zygmunt.
All right. Dude. Hey, that segment was sponsored by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside, only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Proud partner of the Warriors, must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Crossover next. Willard and Dibs in the house. Let's go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.